KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's currently 71 degrees under mostly sunny skies here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for mostly sunny skies with a high getting up near 93 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The Atlantic City Council met last night. On the agenda was an update on the Sunnyside Tennis Courts project. City Administrator Doug Harris says the project would include renovating and replacing the courts. The council approved the resolution authorizing the bids for the Sunnyside Tennis Court reconstruction project unanimously. Next, the council heard a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a cooperative agreement between the City of Atlantic and the DNR, where the DNR would agree to share with the costs of replacing the boat ramp adjacent to the wastewater treatment plant. Councilman Steve Livengood speaks about that project.
I'm bringing everybody up to speed on that. We had a boat ramp out there. We tore it apart and we started building our wastewater treatment plant. We need to put that back in. The DNR they're going to approve $19,920.
Overall, that means the DNR would be paying 63% of the total cost of that project. The new ramp will be a little bit closer to the road than the old one. The Atlantic City Council then heard a public hearing on the proposed development agreement with United Steel Erectors Corporation. Administrator Doug Harris provides more details.
Well, basically, it provides for 45% tax rebates over a five-year period to the owner, and offsets that if there happens to be a rollback by the state in terms of commercial values, that then that rebate would be offset by that percent. So in other words, if there was a 20% rollback, then they would get a 20% rollback plus a 25% tax rebate for a total of 45%. There was a lot of language in there, but that's what it boils down to. So.
Another business, Councilman Steve Livengood says during his committee report that the Emergency Communications Center has set a goal to move within the next 2 years since they have outgrown their current location. He says there was discussion with the Iowa Highway Patrol about sharing a new location, but the Highway Patrol declined. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A Griswold man was sentenced on drug charges Wednesday, as 47-year-old Douglas Dean Bate was sentenced to 180 months imprisonment for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine in and around Cass County. District Judge John Jarvie also ordered Bates to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. On February 21st, Bates pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute controlled substance methamphetamine. The conviction was the result of a 3-year investigation into methamphetamine trafficking in and around Atlantic. At the time of his guilty plea, Bates admitted that from July of 2009 until May of 2010, he agreed to distribute methamphetamine obtained from a South Omaha, Nebraska source to customers in the Atlantic area. The investigation was conducted by the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Audubon County Sheriff's Office, and other law enforcement agencies. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says Wednesday that 48-year-old Jamie Richard Schreifer of Council Bluffs was sentenced Tuesday in United States District Court in Council Bluffs upon his conviction for possession of a sawed-off shotgun. The United States Attorney Nicholas A. Kleinfeld says Judge John A. Jarvie sentenced Schreifer to 24 months imprisonment plus 24 months of supervised release following his imprisonment. The case against him was the result of an encounter on August 31st of last year in Council Bluffs between James Schreifer and an Iowa Highway Patrolman. The encounter ultimately led to the trooper finding a sawed-off shotgun and shells at Schreifer's residence. Both the stock and the barrel of the shotgun had been shortened. The Cass County Board of Supervisors had their meeting yesterday morning in Atlantic. The supervisors heard from Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee. Supervisor Chuck Reakin asked Lee about whose responsibility it is to clear off debris from an area north of Lewis Lake that emergency vehicles have recently had trouble accessing.
Rail going back in there is part of the Cold Springs Main. That's actually part of the state park, the north. Mm-hmm. So that's on the County Conservation Board in our management agreement. Mm-hmm. then there's a 3-acre, basically the river access right along the river. That's actually county, but it's all, it would all be under our county. But this year is the only year since I've been here that you can drive back to it. It's a, you know, bottom land. You can't hardly get a four-wheeler back there most years if it's wet. And that's access is a, it's a huge issue to get back in there.
Says the issue of clearing off that debris will be discussed at the next meeting of the Cass County Conservation Board. In other conservation news, Lee says the Iranistan shooting range near Lewis has now been closed.
We had some concerns and complaints from our neighbors, a little bit of property damage could have possibly came from the Iranistan area as far as a bullet hole in the building. So we, the board voted to close the area to shooting until we can figure something out as far as what to do with the area and make it safe for our users and our neighbors and keep people happy. So as of now, the Iranistan area is closed to shooting.
He says they may consider a new place in the area to put that shooting range. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund Committee has announced plans for the 4th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament to be held on Saturday, August 11th, rather, at the Nishna Hills Golf Course. Fredrickson, the son of Darren and Melanie Petty of Atlantic and Gary and Carrie Fredrickson of Council Bluffs, was 21 years old when he lost his life in 2009. In his memory, a four-person best ball tournament will begin at 9 o'clock, with prizes awarded in four flights on every hole. This year's tournament will also feature country artist Randy Burke performing live on the back patio from 4 until 6 o'clock. Burke, who is an Atlantic native, has released two albums and toured the Midwest, West Coast, and Europe, averaging 200 shows a year. And a Corning man has been arrested on two separate charges. On Wednesday, shortly after 8 o'clock, the Adams County Sheriff's Office received a call claiming that 57-year-old Jeff Mendenhall of Corning was on 6th Street harassing a person for which there is a no-contact order involving Mendenhall. He was arrested and charged for public intoxication, second offense, and violation of a no-contact order. Taking a look at world and national headlines, the chief UN observer in Syria says his mission is irrelevant without a political process seeking to end the country's civil war. As Major General Robert Mood says, that we are not on the track for peace as government forces attacked neighborhoods in and around Damascus today, a day after a rebel bomb attacked and killed President Bashar Assad's defense minister and deputy defense minister. First Lady Michelle Obama is taking a more prominent role in her husband's presidential campaign. She's launching a nationwide effort to get every supporter of President Barack Obama to become more involved in his re-election campaign, and bringing along somebody else too. Mrs. Obama delivers the message in the new 3-minute video. And a new report by AARP says more than 1.5 million older Americans have lost their homes and millions more could face foreclosures during the next housing crisis. The group says older Hispanics and African Americans are the most at risk. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, 51-year-old Lauren A.J. Adrian Odell of Atlantic died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for A.J. Odell will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic First Assembly of God Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 92-year-old Hans R. Johnson of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly from Brayton, died Monday at the Life Care Center in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Funeral services for Hans Johnson will be held this morning at 10:30 at Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 90-year-old Buddy W. Smith of Atlantic and formerly Elliot died on Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Buddy Smith will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 87-year-old Viola Waddell of Harlan died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Viola Waddell are going to be held this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 94-year-old Margaret B. Sheeter of Guthrie Center died Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret B. Sheeter will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home and Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Knutson of Coralville and formerly from Atlantic died last Thursday at the Mercy Hospice Care in Iowa City. Funeral services for Janice Knutson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 82-year-old Arlene Cleaver of Atlantic died on Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arlene Cleaver are going to be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Phyllis Knapp of Casey died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Phyllis Knapp will be held Saturday at 10:30 at United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 85-year-old Leland Jerome Miller, formerly from Harlan, died May 14th in Arizona. Graveside services with full military rites for Leland Jerome Miller are going to be held Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And 103-year-old Edna M. Hansen of Harlan died Wednesday in Harlan. A prayer service for Edna Hansen will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansen Funeral Home in Harlan. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.